Hello, ladies of No BS. I am Coach Lizzie here. Happy, what is this, Wednesday? Happy January 8th. Happy 2025. Happy New Year. Happy all the things. And I am coming at you today in our program to talk about the guide from the No BS Diet and Ultimate Diet and Weight Reset. And so we're going to go through the first part of the guide about perfectionism versus doing your best. And so I wanted to kind of walk through that with you and also give you some of my thoughts around perfectionism versus ideal and how does consistency wrap up in that. So first of all, here we are. It's technically the second week of January, and the second Sunday in January is known as Quitter's Day. Or basically what that means is like, we come up with these great goals and our New Year's resolutions, and we're like, I'm on fire. I'm so motivated. I've got my whys and the yada yada. And then it does not take long for life to get in the way. And so this seems like the perfect time to, really dive into that beginning part of the, reset guide, which talked about perfectionism versus doing your best. Because why do we quit, right? Why do we quit? Sometimes you might say, well, I lost motivation, but really the number one reason why we quit is because reality didn't line up with our perfect expectations. And so if I can't be perfect, might as well just drop it, everything. Might as well just quit. And it's interesting because perfectionism it gets a bad rap that, like, a lot of us will say, I'm a bit of a perfectionist, but, and so that's sort of like something I'm trying not to be, or I'm a recovering perfectionist. And so, like, there's good reasons why our society, there's good reasons why we tend to have perfectionist tendencies. And that's because our society, pushes that on us. And there's all these expectations, not to mention social media puts the, perfect filter on everything. So it makes sense why we have the kind of perfectionist tendencies. And it's not always bad. Like, that striving to do well isn't necessarily a bad thing. It becomes negative when you let the sort of impossibility of achieving perfection stop you in your tracks. That's when perfectionism gets in your way. And so there is a way to sort of harness that desire to do well in a constructive way rather than a debilitating way. And that's what we're going for with the idea of doing your best. Or there's a podcast that Corinne did a while back where she talks about perfectionism, the perfectionist self versus the ideal self. And so what we want to do is take that perfectionist tendency and just tweak it a little bit towards, like, how do we channel that in a positive way so that it works for you rather than against you, rather than stopping you in your tracks. So we think of perfectionism as a way of, like, keeping us going towards our goal. And the reason why perfectionism stops us in our tracks is because we're aiming to get it right rather than aiming to learn, rather than aiming to show up, rather than aiming to make progress. And then when we don't get it perfect, we catastrophize and we, make it mean all sorts of awful things about us. And that absolutely shuts down our ability to learn from that imperfect moment. And, if you think about little kids learn best when they're in an environment of, openness and curiosity, and there's not, like, really high stakes on their ability to kind of color in the lines. Like, if they miss coloring in the line and they're going to get their hand smacked with a ruler, they're going to have a hard time, learning something new. That judgment, those high stakes, it shuts down the brain's natural ability to learn. Because what is the process of learning? The process of learning is iterating, is I've tried something. Here was the result. I got some data and then I tweaked and I iterated and I tried something new. That is the process of learning. That's the process of weight loss. But we shut that down when we have to make it perfect, when we feel like it's you know, the only way that I can succeed is it has to be right or nothing's gonna work. So let me real quick, there's my video. I'm gonna put in the chat the link to the diet reset, and then I'm also gonna put the link to the reset guide, which we're gonna walk through together in just a minute. Alrighty. So so we talked about catastrophizing. Please hear me when I say this. You do not need to be perfect to lose weight. And this is an analogy I use sometimes in my book, is that, you know, if I said to you, I would really like you to strive to be 10 feet tall, you know, you'd probably laugh at me. You'd be like, no, that's not something that my body's likely to do. I'm not going to be 10 feet tall. And you wouldn't take, you know, personal responsibility for that. You wouldn't feel guilty for not being 10 feet tall. You wouldn't feel like it was some moral failure on your part. You'd be like, no, it's just not a thing. And so I'm going to be fine with whatever the height is that I am. And yet, striving for perfection is just like striving to be 10 feet tall. And you're like, well, I'm like, no, legit. Because perfection is not a thing. We are humans. We live in an imperfect world. Perfect doesn't exist. It's like saying, I love Harry Potter and I'm so disappointed that I don't live in Hogwarts. Like, it's a fantasy. Perfection is a fantasy. Hogwarts is a fantasy. Being 10 feet tall, I suppose somebody somewhere along the line may have been 10 feet tall, but that was an anomaly. Being 10 feet tall is an anomaly. And so if you can grasp that perfectionism is a myth, it's a mirage, it's a fantasy, how do I operate in reality? That's when we can say, I'm going to do my best. Because perfection is aiming for something that is, it's like trying to live in Hogwarts. I'm so sad I don't live in Hogwarts. Why? It's not real. Don't be frustrated with yourself that you're not perfect, because it's not real. It's not a thing. So when I say that you don't need to be perfect to lose weight, it's you cannot be perfect and lose weight. You cannot be perfect. Therefore, if you're going to lose weight, you must do it imperfectly. So if you know that imperfection is part of the process, then we got to figure out a way to work with that. And the way to work with that is to do your best. So what does it mean to do your best? And that's basically saying, like, I'm going to show up today. And there was an interesting quote on Instagram recently that said, like, on the days that you have 35% and you give 35%, that was giving 100%. That's basically what doing your best means. That, like, not every day is the same. Again, life, imperfect. That's how it goes. And so because different days require different things of you, there are different hiccups that will come along, you need to acknowledge, where am I at today? What is the level of intention and effort and what can I give today? And that is my best. That is good enough. And speaking of good enough, I know Corinne also tossed out the not good enough challenge in the reset workshop, and I love that challenge. If you're not familiar with what it is, it's basically whenever you're aiming to, you know, do something for today and you're like, well, that's not good enough, do it anyway. What's a small step that was not good enough today that you allowed to be enough? Because progress is made on the back of tiny, not good enough steps. And as Corinne would say, what's really not good enough is sitting on your ass on the couch and doing nothing. That's not good enough. So also, doing your best allows you to be consistent. Let me need to talk about consistency as well. So I was asking a client yesterday, like, how would you define consistency? And she's like, well, I used to define it as every single day hitting the check in the box and doing it right. And, you know, over time we have helped her redefine that being consistent is doing what you can on any given day. And also, hear me when I say this, that a really crucial, important part of consistency is working and strengthening that muscle of getting back at it after you missed a day, after you missed a week or a year. That muscle of like trying again is one of the most important parts of consistency. And so consistency is not, I did it every day. I showed up and did it right. Consistency is, I did it more often than not. Consistency is, I did a little better than yesterday. And so consistency is improvement. It's not a perfect check in the box every single day. It's showing up, and it's also showing up on those days after you missed a day, because that muscle is so crucial to exercise and strengthen. All right, so we're going to get into the worksheet around perfection versus doing your best reflection worksheet. So in, where am I, on page 5 of the diet reset worksheet, it says, think about the last time you tried to lose weight and aimed for perfection. What were your rules for being good, right, or perfect? So when I was filling this out, I realized like my rules for myself were I have to make a plan and I have to follow it exactly. That was my sort of not very well articulated rule for myself, was success equaled making a plan every day and following it exactly every day. And if I didn't follow the plan, that was failure. And so that's a good question to ask yourself. Like the last time I tried to lose weight, or even this time, you know, wherever you're at in your journey, what is your brain telling you about what does it mean? What are the rules for being perfect, for getting it right? And so that's the top of page 5. And then the next question says, describe what doing your best would look like. So now take those things that you listed in the previous question and describe what doing your best would look like in those moments. That doesn't mean perfect. It means showing up in whatever way you can. Again, if you have 35% to give today and you give 35%, that was 100%. So what, in whatever way you can, what does doing your best look like today? So for me, if making a plan and following it perfectly was my definition of perfection, what does doing my best look like? I was like, well, I think it would be making a plan and being able to pivot and like my reasons. Like what could be a reason why I pivot and still be good with my choice? And even if I didn't love the choice that I made, how could I, kind of bounce from that? How could I learn from that? Rather than saying, oh, failed again. So the next question asks, what is the difference? What's the difference between being perfect and doing your best? And as I was thinking about like, okay, so perfect for me is making my plan and following it perfectly, following it exactly, versus doing my best is making a plan and being able to pivot. The difference there is when I make a plan and I have to follow it exactly, I'm following rules. I am very much in a box. I am constrained. It's like, get it right. Whereas if I make a plan and be able to pivot, the difference there is thinking. And like I said, when I was talking to this client yesterday, we were discussing the new No BS modules, and she was saying like, I really enjoyed how, you know, the different kind of take on, Corinne has said around planning and making a plan. And I said to her, I think if I were to summarize what Corinne was saying in the lessons about planning is that the purpose of planning is not to follow the plan. The purpose of planning is to think. Now, let's be clear. I'm not saying, you know, the purpose of planning is not to follow the plan. I'm not saying, so go off and do whatever. It's more the purpose of making a plan is to think. If you follow your plan, all the better. But the purpose of it is thinking ahead about what do I want for myself? And that allows me to be able to say when life is imperfect, that I can pivot and I can think about it and I can like my reasons rather than reactively saying I failed, therefore I suck, or therefore the day is ruined. Therefore, once again, this is never going to work. Thinking and allows you to pivot and say, I am changing my plan because of XYZ, and that's what works for me. So the purpose of planning is not necessarily to follow the rules, it's to help you think and think ahead. So the next question on page 5 says, how does doing your best help you lose weight faster and better than doing things perfectly? I love this question. Just as a reminder, I am on the Nobia's Ultimate Diet and Reset Guide, and the link is there in the chat for this Facebook Live. So bottom of page 5, how does doing your best help you lose weight faster and better? And I thought this was really interesting to me because I realized that when I can change from just straight up rule following to a place of thinking, that allows me to let go of some of the old familiar thought patterns of judgment and shame. And just as I was saying earlier, when a child is learning in, you know, elementary school or really any, you know, school of life, when there's judgment and shame, they shut down. And so do I. So do you. And when you are able to change from being perfect to doing your best, if that lightens the load of judgment, then with less judgment, you're able to be more open to curiosity and say, huh, I wonder, why did I change my plan? Like, even if I changed my plan and I didn't think about it in the moment, I can think about it in retrospect without the judgment, but with curiosity and be like, I wonder why. What was happening earlier that day? Like, well, I had a bunch of meetings and then mom called and that was stressing me out. And, you know, my daughter was going to be going back to school and I was kind of emotional about that. Like, it can help you unpack why something happened rather than reflexively and reactively just shutting down and being like, yep, I'm failure. Happened again. And when you open up, you let go of some of that judgment and you open up to curiosity, it opens you up to learning, just like a kid in elementary school. You can learn through curiosity. You don't learn through judgment. You don't learn when your brain makes it mean that I didn't follow my plan, therefore I'm a failure. That doesn't teach you anything. You can learn when you said, I didn't follow my plan, I wonder why. So, moving on to page 6 of the reset worksheet, it says to hear the catastrophe voice. So again, I was saying that when we, the minute that perfection runs into reality and we don't show up perfectly, we tend to catastrophize. So what exactly is that voice saying? So we have that voice in our head that blows mistakes out of proportion. So think about a time when something did not go perfectly. What did the catastrophe voice say? And so when I was running through this worksheet, I was like, well, this is, I'm very familiar with the catastrophe voice. You've got 3 things that the voice says. So to me, it was, you did it again, which implies a ton of judgment. And Facebook Live likes that too, because it's not giving me the thumbs up. Secondly, it says, you'll never get this right. That's what my brain likes to tell me. And the third one was, you might as well wipe the slate clean and start fresh tomorrow, which could lead to fuck it eating. But it also, like, to me, what that really implies is like all the work that I've put in so far is wasted. It's just washed away. I'm starting back at zero. And it's a really defeatist perspective and point of view. And so it's just useful to be able to hear what the catastrophe voice says. And so I would encourage you to ask yourself, as you're going through this worksheet, what does your catastrophe voice tend to say to you? So you can be aware of it. So you can kind of be on the lookout for it. And be like, oh, there's my brain catastrophizing again. There it goes. So now if we were to rethink the catastrophe voice, let's work on changing that voice. So when it shows up, what's a more rational way to think? So again, I realized that shifting from perfection to doing my best meant shifting from following the rules to the T to thinking. So how does that shift my catastrophe voice? So it shifted to, well, it's normal to have to adjust plans because life has a way of being a little bit unpredictable sometimes. And so that's normal. It's not a problem. It's normal that things, you know, I have to change plans sometimes. Maybe I want to change plans. That's normal. It's not a problem. Not a big deal. The second thing I could shift my catastrophe voice into is saying, learning is a process of iterating. I mean, if you think about it, like, how does one learn? You learn by trying and getting, you know, a little bit right, a little bit not so good, and you adjust. And that's how I can treat my plan. That's how I can treat weight loss. It's a process of iterating. It's not a process of aiming for perfect and failing every time. Like that's the recipe for, gaining weight basically. And then I loved what my client said yesterday, which was she has learned instead of saying, I can always make my next best decision, next best choice. She said, I can just move on to my next best try. And I really like that because I love the idea of the let's try. What am I willing to try today? Because that, again, implies that learning mindset of you try something. The kid in elementary school, they try to get their math tables right. They try to color within the lines. We're trying something and we're going to see what happens. And, you know, kind of like Edison, he tried to make a light bulb and, you know, 999 times he did not successfully make a light bulb, but he still learned something. And each one of those tries taught him something that got him closer to successfully creating a light bulb. Each one of the times that you have tried to lose weight, tried to stop it enough, tried to wait for hunger, whether you did or not, it taught you something about the process of learning to make a light bulb, of learning to lose weight. And so each try is useful. It's not a pass-fail experiment. It's a learning process. Okay, so now moving on to page 7 of the Perfection versus Doing Your Best Reflection Worksheet. What's the next best move? You've got three moves to that you can make after a mistake. And so I loved the way one of my clients referred to this once was she was a doctor and a surgeon. And she said, I could treat my plan the same way they teach us how to, you know, handle surgery. I was like, well, what do you mean? She said, well, in medical school, they taught us to expect that things will go unexpectedly. Something will go differently in the emergency room or in the operating room. And if you expect that, then you can, you know, stay calm, assess, and then make a new plan. And I was like, wow, what if we took that to our daily plan, to our weight loss experiments, to our journey in weight loss, is that if I expect something, I don't know what, but I know something's going to come along that I didn't expect that's going to kind of throw a little wrinkle in my plan. That's step one. I can expect it. Step two is I can stay calm and assess. So I can look around and be like, okay, do I want to change my plan? And I like my reasons. Do I want to swap? How do I want to handle this? How do I want to think versus just, you know, reactively following the rules? And then step three is make a new plan. I can make a new plan at 3:47 in the afternoon. Just because I didn't follow the plan that I made at, you know, 7 in the morning doesn't mean that I can't reassess and make a new plan from, you know, 4 o'clock to 10 p.m. You can always make a new plan. You can always have your next try, your next best try. And so finally, it says, how does it feel to exchange perfectionism for focusing on doing your best? And for me, it really was like shifting to like living in reality versus living, you know, wishing that I lived in Hogwarts. Because I want to go back to just explaining that perfectionism isn't a thing. Perfection doesn't exist. And so aiming for it is like wishing you lived in Hogwarts. It's like wishing you were 10 feet tall. You don't have to aim for that because it's not a thing. It's not real. And so let's operate in reality. And reality is life will be imperfect. You will be imperfect. So how do we learn from that? How do we iterate our way towards progress rather than aiming for the pass-fail, you know, test of I got it right or I failed? And again, I want to go back to consistency. Consistency also is not about being perfect. Consistency does not mean you show up every single day. Consistency does not mean that you never miss a day. Consistency means you show up for yourself in the way that you can that day, which might mean I need more sleep today rather than getting up and doing a workout. It's showing up in the way that serves you, and it's, you know, doing the goal, the thing that you want to, more often than not. And one of the most important skills of consistency is flexing and exercising that muscle of learning to get back at it after the day that you didn't do it. And so that is a huge, crucial part of consistency as well. Trying to think if there's anything else that I missed. Consistency also includes learning and, you know, asking yourself and thinking, learning and thinking of like, what is serving me best today? What's nurturing me today? And how can I show up for my goals in a, you know, in a minimum baseline manner? So that's another thing that Corinne mapped out of like, ideally I've got my best, I've got my medium level of effort, and I've got my minimum base level of effort. And that way you have a range of ways to win. You have different ways to be successful because different days have different demands on you. And so if you only have one way to win every single day, you're setting yourself up for failure because every single day is gonna be different. And so it's really valuable to give yourself lots of different ways to win in different situations, which by the way is one of the things that I teach and we talk about in our Goals Mastery program, which is now open and available if you're interested in learning kind of a different approach for setting your goals and achieving them, but also addressing all of the main obstacles that tend to get in the way, like perfectionism, like excuses, imposter syndrome, fear of failure. We address all those things in that course. So if you're interested, send me a note, ask me some questions. I would love to help you achieve your goals in 2025 because we're going to do it imperfectly with doing our best and making progress, not perfection, because as cool as Harry Potter is, none of us live in Hogwarts. All right, talk to you later. Thanks. Bye-bye.